The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
There are calls for a free car history database to be established. This would provide consumers with information on the crash status of a vehicle and accurate mileage detail. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been looking into this for us and he joins us now. Morning, Josh. How would this actually work?
Well, I suppose currently car buyers can check some history of a car, but it only goes so far and it's relying on information pulled from all different sources. But the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission wants to see a state-run portal set up where people can go on and check up-to-date information before they decide to make a purchase.
Now, there are commercial operators who currently provide some sort of a service.
There is. So look, it can start off from as little as €20. You pay a fee and they say they'll check everything from the finance history of a car, if it's been written off, the mileage. They'll check if it's a stolen vehicle, tax, NCT history and much more. But one of the reasons this is being highlighted is that we've no idea how many cars are actually being clocked, having their mileage altered. One man recently told me that he bought his car, did all the checks on the private sites, and then when he went to go for his NCT, the readings were actually higher on the previous time it had been tested.
Now, did you speak to anyone who's actually selling used cars?
I did, Pat. So I went down to Simon Dean Motors in Meath, where they specialise in performance and classic cars. Now, the way in which the private history check services work is that they'll pull from the Irish National Mileage Register, and the readings here are collected through those working in the motor trade and wider automotive industry. Now, I was told by the Department of Transport that it launched its online change of vehicle ownership in September last year. This service provides buyers with the vehicle reg, the make, model, colour, VIN number, how many previous owners, NCT expiry date, tax expiry date, the date of registration in Ireland and import status before anyone decides to proceed with a sale. It also highlights if the current NCT of the vehicle indicates a failed dangerous, but no mention of mileage there, with what I was told. So to hear from someone in the business of selling cars, I spoke with Simon Dean, and these guys are selling everything from used Lamborghinis, Aston Martins, Ferraris, really high spec. So they have to do rigorous checks before they decide to take a car in to resell. I started off by asking Simon how they make a confident decision to purchase.
There's various different ways. It's a lot easier on more modern cars. You can check service history inside the car. You can check the service history on it as well, not just by paperwork, by computer. On top of that, unfortunately, due to GDPR, you can't contact dealers, which is kind of limited. So usually what you do is you would check one of the major sites to kind of check and see the history of a car.
How confident would you be in the accuracy of the information that's out there in cars? Is there only a few, I suppose, bad actors that are clocking cars? Or
No, I hate to say that it's actually quite common in the motor trade. Generally, with a lot of cars now, you can only do so much with a history check. You should really get an independent assessment. At times, cars can be repaired. They won't be put onto the system and they'll be bodged, unfortunately. So what that'll do is, by getting an independent person to check it, it'll kind of verify it, and then you can go back to them at least.
Would you be satisfied with the level of information that's out there, the accessibility of it all, or how could it be improved?
Unfortunately, you're very limited to what you can get. And the reason I say that is you can obviously do a history check on anything and it looks fine on paper, but unless you're physically in front of something, you can't really check the legitimacy of it. You'd want to check it now, unfortunately, with your own diagnostic computer, make sure that the mileage hasn't been altered by any sort of way, or make sure it hasn't had any accident damage. Ways to improve it? Yeah, I mean, I would like to see a system that photographs could be uploaded, that people could see additional damage to cars. Or the nice thing, I suppose, about the NCT and that sort of thing is they can verify the mileage that way. Same with the MOTs in the UK. But I would like something more comprehensive for people to look into.
Well, just on the NCT, some people would even check the history and then when they bring it for the NCT, it appears that it was a higher mileage the last time it was in.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you see, that can happen at times, and it mightn't be that the car is actually clocked. What'll happen is it could be the data could be inputted incorrectly, as in it could be put in kilometres instead of miles, and then all of a sudden it will come up with a mileage stipulation.
What's the advice, though, for anyone who's in the market for a car and they're not buying new?
In my own opinion, it's always best to just get someone to check it. Even if the car is absolutely perfect on paper and it looks great, it costs a very small amount of money to get a mechanic or someone to really go and look at the car and make sure it's okay.
That's Simon Dean from Simon Dean Motors in Dunboyne in County Meath. So back to this call from the CCPC for a public database to be set up. Does the Commission actually receive many complaints when it comes to used cars?
It certainly does, Pat. So just to go back on the NCT there for a minute and how it registers the mileage, I was told in a statement that there are system controls in place which will flag to the vehicle inspector if the odometer entry is not within an expected range, and that all customers are advised to check the odometer reading printed on the vehicle inspection report and cert before they leave the NCT centre.
I've just had an NCT. Never occurred to me to check that what they wrote on the cert was the same as on the odometer, so I'm going to do that now.
I have to go home now and check, but they do advise that there's posters up around the centres and to remind people who are in. Now, when it comes to complaints to the CCPC, it says it received almost 3,200 contacts to its helpline last year, specifically related to second-hand cars. So it's the single most common issue they get contacted about. When it comes to enforcement, in 2024, the CCPC had 3 successful prosecutions of car dealers and it issued compliance notices to 6 other dealers. So now it's calling for a free public domain. It says it would bring Ireland in line with international best practices, as 20 other EU member states offer public access to car histories, with the UK, New Zealand and Australia also giving consumers access to essential car history information. I spoke with a man in the CCPC who I believe is no relation to yourself, Commission Member Pat Kenny, who says a public outlet would bring more transparency to buyers.
Well, what we've called for is a state-run portal where people can, when they have a legitimate interest in looking at a car, plug in the details. I can see how the mileage has increased over time, would show whether the car is an import, so I might have to look in the UK or elsewhere in terms of its history there, would show indeed, has it been subject to a crash? Has it been a write-off, an economic write-off particularly, because they can be sold to you and I as consumers? And then finally, another issue that has come up over the years has been recalls. So has the car had a safety recall, my particular batch number of car, my particular VIN number? And then you'd ask the question, has that been dealt with? We do product safety and what we find is that there's always a good proportion of people who don't bring the car back, even if they're asked to.
There'll always be bad actors trying to find ways and loopholes to get around. And if there was a database, they could probably still change the quality of a certain element of the car just right before selling. So judging by the number of complaints you get in, like, should there be more regulation of the used car market?
There will always be bad actors here, as you say, you know, in the sense. And our job is to, you know, we go and we prosecute them on an annual basis, 4 or 5. And we'll continue to do that. But what we're trying to do with this free portal is to give people the information they need to make a better choice. So in those circumstances where a red flag turns up, they probably best advise to walk away and look for a different car.
And that's Pat Kenny from the CCPC. Now, Josh, how often do buyers actually check the history of a second-hand car?
Well, surprisingly, it's not as common as you might think. So figures from the CCPC show that 1 in 5 consumers do not carry out any checks before buying a used car. And look, I put my hand up, I was actually one of them myself. When I bought my first car a few moons ago now at this stage, I'd say these sites were only starting to appear when I bought my first car. But when you're buying privately, especially if it's a cheap runaround, a lot of people, they just bring someone who knows their thing or two about cars, bring them along with them and hope for the best. But as we heard from Simon Dean, it really does make all the difference to have the car independently looked at by a mechanic. I headed out to ask people what way they purchase. Is it off a dealer or privately? And if they have carried out checks.
I have never checked the background, but I think it's a good idea to do it. I bought a car that had a valid NCT and I wonder how it passed.
Well, I'd go to a main dealer because you have a bit of a guarantee with a main dealer.
Would you ever do one of the background checks then on the history of a car?
No, not really. I never really done one. I only bought one there last year myself. Never done a really bit of background check on it because I trusted sort of the dealer. So
you feel if you're buying it off...
Yeah, you've a guarantee sort of. There's some sort of comeback that if you buy it private, so you don't even know if your man gives you his right address.
I go to a dealer, but I check it all out on the internet first of all before I go to the dealer.
Okay, so you do one of the background checks on the history?
Yes.
And have you ever felt that you've been screwed over or maybe given a bit of misleading information about the quality of a car? Or?
No, not really. I don't buy a car very often.
You buy one to last.
I'm not into cars. I'm into style rather than cars.
I've been that lucky that I have friends who have been selling cars or they know somebody who's selling cars. So at least if something goes wrong with it, you can go back to them.
There's some bit of a comeback.
Yes.
Not like if you buy entirely private, meet someone on the side of the road.
You'd be mental. I think anybody who does that is insane. Most people don't care about what the engine and they care about what it looks like. Whereas I don't give a damn about what a car looks like as long as it gets me from A to B and is a reasonable price.
The only bad history I have is I bought a car many years ago from a guy who told me it was customs cleared. And when I got it, all the papers were were false, and the customs took my car and I had to pay $2,000 to get it back. Since then, I only buy new cars.
And did you ever go find that person again? Or?
I had a friend who was a guard. This is in Waterford, right? And when I went to him, he just told me, sure, what can I do?
From now on, you only buy from a dealer?
I do, yeah, I do. But I mean, my circumstances changed as well, so I can afford to do that now.
And that report from Josh Crosby.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.